Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome to the Tech Flush. Listen, I am so glad you've decided to hit that play button wherever you're listening to, whether it's on YouTube, the Spotify, Apple, the bcstechnology.org page. I'm just excited you got the headphones in. You decided to walk your dog, mowing your grass, drinking that morning coffee, enjoying those last bits of summer. So listen, as we get into this, we got episode 90 coming up. I think it's going to be maybe a little bit of a change, a little different mindset. And we're going to start talking about those first days of school, because I know that that's coming for some of us. Some of us, we still got a little bit, but we really want to start getting prepared for that. So let's be real. As teachers, we don't need more ideas. We need things that actually work. So in the next 15 or so minutes here on the Tech Flush, we're going to build something that you can use tomorrow. So let's get cranking. So I want you to think about the last first day of school you taught. What did your students do? If your honest answer is they mostly listened, they read the syllabus, they learned the rules, I want you to sit with that thought for a second. Because the message that I think that really sends to students is really not about the rules. It's about what this class is going to feel like. And once they feel it, they remember it, right? Students really don't want to remember what you told them on day one. They remember how the room felt to them, what peers are in there, who their friends were, how the teacher made them feel. There's lots of things that are those first impressions that they remember, right? So here's what I believe the first days communicate. Whether we as teachers intend it or not, the class is a place where I, as a teacher, I talk and you listen, where compliance really is the goal, and where your voice doesn't show up honestly until I ask for it, right? And our students are smart. They understand that. They read that immediately. And the teacher who spends day one on procedures has made a choice about what matters most in the room. And students know it. I'm not saying rules don't matter. I'm not saying procedures are bad either. What I really want to say is, if that's all day one is, have you spent the most valuable instructional moment of the year telling students to sit down and listen? Day one does not set the rules. I really believe that it sets the tone for the rest of the year. So what if day one looked different? What if students walked in and immediately did something? Maybe that not, they didn't all sit down and waited, not read a syllabus. Maybe they responded to a question on a Padlet. Maybe they created a quick intro on Canva, Google Slides, maybe Adobe Express. They recorded a 30-second video about something they are proud of. They added their voice to a collaborative slide. Before the teacher really has said five sentences, now every student has contributed to something, right? And that could look very different. Your question, maybe it's an introduction of themselves. Maybe it's about summer. Maybe it's about what they want out of this content specific class that you're teaching. And, you know, that really is a different first day. It creates a first day that, again, it's just different. Because here's what that moment tells students. Your thinking shows up here. This is a room where what you say matters. And I already know what you think before I've taught anything. Ownership does not start in week three. It starts really in day one, right? We know that things that we start in the beginning matter. So, one move, give students something to do immediately. before the procedures, before the rules, before the syllabus, put something on the board that asks students to respond, a question, a prompt, something that requires their thinking. A Padlet, you know, really works perfectly here. It's low barrier. Every student contributes, visible instantly to the whole room. And maybe it's not a tech thing. Maybe you have, you know, your vertical workspaces in your room. You've got posters around. They're writing there. And again, like Padlet or vertical workspaces, they're writing. The tool's not important. The point is, the first 5 minutes of the day should belong to students, not the teacher. Okay. Here's move number two. Make their voices visible. When students contribute on day one, show it back to them. Display the Padlet. Have them walk around, see those vertical workspaces. Read students' responses aloud. Put their words on a screen. That moment tells students something they will carry with them for the rest of the year. Your thinking shows up in this classroom. What you say matters in this room. When students see their own words on the screen on day one, the class now becomes theirs too, right? Here we go, move number three. Now we're going to connect it to their learning. So the experience doesn't have to be unrelatable to your content. Ask a question to what you're about to spend the year exploring. Let their answers on day one become something you reference, I don't know, on week six, on week eight, week 15. Let that continually tell students, I remember what you said. I took it seriously. The best day one activities are not icebreakers. They're opening arguments really for what the class is about, right? So here's what I know about first days with students and their voice. The second day is easier. The third day is even easier, right? It just continues to build. So the culture that we build in the first 15 minutes carries forward, because students learn on day one what kind of room this is, what kind of teacher you are, what are all the things this classroom is about, right? And we know culture of our room is not built over months. It really, I believe, starts in those first minutes. Day one is everything. It's your best shot. So I want to say something directly to the teachers that are listening out there who are planning their first days in this moment, right? Maybe you're drinking your coffee this morning, you're getting ready to plan, you're getting ready for the students to show up to your classrooms. You do not have to cover everything day one. You do not have to go through every rule, every procedure, every expectation the first class period. What you have to do is make students feel that this class is worth showing up for. The fastest way to do that is to give them something meaningful to do in the moment they walk in. Students decide in the first 15 minutes if this class is worth their effort. Make sure, again, day one earns it. Again, day one is not about me as a teacher. It's about what students believe this class will be. Every choice you make in the first period, whether it builds ownership or delays it, give students a voice. Make their thinking visible. Connect it to something real. And they will walk into day two ready to learn, because you've already set that tone of what learning feels like for them. Rules can wait. Culture can do it. So one move, your first day is coming, right? I'm going to walk you through some basic steps. Before you plan your procedures, plan one thing your students will do in the first 5 minutes. Not listening, do. Next, make it visible. Have that Padlet, collaborative slides, Canva design, Adobe Express, something that puts those students' voices in the room immediately. And maybe you're not a big tech person in your room. Maybe that's not something you strive for, and that's okay. I work with teachers all the time with that. So maybe we look at posters around the room. We've got papers that are moving. They're shuffling. They're doing something, right? But again, we're making it visible to the students. And then lastly, refer back to it. Whatever they talked about on day one, use it again in week two. Let them know that you're paying attention to them, that you know their thoughts, you know their feelings, and that's important to them, right? I think that's important. Now, before we start wrapping this up, big question, right? What's one move as a teacher you can make tomorrow that you can use in your classroom that could actually change what students are doing with their learning? So give them something to do the moment they walk in, make it visible, make it theirs, and refer back to it so they know day one meant something. It wasn't just procedures. Students don't remember what you told them day one, but they remember how the room felt. Make it feel like a place where their thinking matters, and they bring their thinking every single day to that. And I think about my kids. My kids are in elementary school, and they come home and they, you know, I've had my oldest has been worried about teachers, worried about peers in their room. But after day one, they're excited because that teacher has made the classroom exciting. It's just not procedures. Oh, Dad, we're going to do this, or I got to talk about this. And it makes things fun for them. So just remember, day one doesn't set the rules. It sets the tone, the culture. So I hope you've enjoyed those thoughts. Beginning of the year is so crucial. So there you go. One idea. Something that you can use tomorrow. So I hope you've enjoyed episode 90. We're going to hit the next couple episodes of just beginning of the year things. What can we do to make it different? I hope you will enjoy those. I hope you've enjoyed our past episodes with Beth Fugate, with Denny Collins, with Michael Wesley. I think it's just some incredible things have been shared here on the Tech Flush. So until next time, I'll talk to you later. See ya. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.